I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia has doubled down on its invasion of Ukraine. Russian-backed officials now plan to hold referendums in the occupied Donetsk and Luhansk regions, formally making them a part of Russia. In addition, Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization of Russia's population into the military. Eric Mock with the Slavic Gospel Association says,
"The mobilization, in a sense, is really a shift of terms away from the Russian perspective of a special military operation to a war. Once you state war, you're actually now saying there is an intent to either fight to victory or capitulate to a loss. It's no longer just a special operation."
Protests erupted across Russia and thousands have been arrested. Pray Russian Christians would reflect Jesus in a chaotic time. Antoniska is a young girl in India who was attending Mission India's year-long children's Bible club. I say was because her parents have banned her from Bible club. Antoniska enjoyed the Bible club program and was given a picture book of Bible stories, but that all changed when her parents found out she accepted Jesus as her savior. Eric from Mission India says,
"They were furious, and so they actually saw the book that she was reading, and they at the time thought it was just some like comic book. But when they found out ultimately what that book was about and the different things she was engaging with, they took it away along with her Bible. And so they said, we don't want you to be anywhere near these Bible club and this God that you've now professed faith in."
Mission India says Taniska is staying strong in her new faith. Join us in praying for Taniska and other Indian kids to grow in their relationship with Jesus. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.